Hello and good afternoon. It's 6:15 on the 7th of July 2014 and it's Paul O'Mahony in Cork, just having left his favourite coffee place, which is called Filter, in the centre of Cork. And this is a very short little historical audio boo, or historical piece of audio, carrying on a conversation that began in Chicago in the United States recently. Now, I've become a little bit more interested than ever before in my life in the history of the United States. And one of the things that I found out in the United States was something about the Declaration of Independence. I was in the States shortly before the 4th of July, and it isn't surprising that we really did a bit of conversation about the Declaration of Independence. And that there is an audio up about the conversation we had in the Hancock Tower in Chicago when I made the, revealed how ignorant I was by speculating that the Hancock Tower in Chicago was actually designed, that the architect was a guy called Hancock, when it actually turned out that it was called after a signature, a person who signed the Declaration of Independence of the United States. And I actually had absolutely no idea that it was 53 people who signed that Declaration of Independence. And this afternoon I raised the topic with two people in the cafe in Cork, and they both got it right. They both knew that the Declaration of Independence in the United States was signed by about 50 people. And I thought, oh my goodness, right, does everybody know that? But then one of them raised a topic which had me gasping for breath. He said, do you know that they held a debate about what was going to be the official language in the United States, and there were two languages in the running, and that one of them won the vote by only 6 votes. Now, that's pretty close. So, do you want to guess before I tell you what was the other language other than English which was in the vote? I guessed and got it wrong. I said Dutch. You can see I was only chancing my arm. The other guy in the table didn't know the answer, and I think he said some other country. I thought it might have been French, but anyway, all of that was swilling around because the correct answer is German. I've just dropped the iPhone and picked it up again, so don't worry, it all is well. So anyway, it was German. Apparently, by a small margin of only 6 votes, the United States' first language became English. And we then had a conversation about, oh my goodness, what if the first language had been German? What would have subsequently happened? You know, what would have happened to Nazi Germany if America was German? I don't know whether it would have resulted in America preventing the development of Nazi Germany because of its influence, and Hitler would never have come to power. Or whether it would have amplified it, and we would now all be ruled by, I don't mean all, but the Western world would all be ruled by German-speaking people. I have no idea. But the key point is that it was something I never knew. So maybe all those of you listening to this knew it. It also made me think, well, if that was that topic of which language will we have for our new country, our new United States.